Good Sunday morning. How are you doing today? I hope you are doing well. We are over halfway through this year now. It's amazing that we've reached the halfway point and even beyond it now. This year is going by fast. And what a crazy year it has been. Everybody has been touched by some form of craziness this year, whether it's the pandemic or, gosh, just so much has happened. And it's hard to believe that much can happen in 6 months, but it has. Social unrest, racial tensions. It has been a year to remember, but also a year many would like to forget, I'm sure. But you know what? Through it all, God is still on the throne. God is still in charge, and He has a plan that He's working out through all of the craziness and madness that we see out in the world today. But we can be confident that God is working things out. And today I want us to just talk about what's been going on so far this year. And I'm going to focus on Love in Action and share just some incredible things we've seen God do through the first 6 months of this year. And it's been nothing short of miraculous of the things that we've been seeing. And while it's been an extremely hard year, a very tough year for everyone, it's also been just an amazing year so far, just seeing God move. So we're going to talk about that today, and my prayer is that it encourages you. We all need encouragement, and even more so when we're facing times like we're facing today. And so I pray that today you'll be encouraged, and you will see that God is indeed in charge. He's moving. He's doing awesome things. And you know what? If He's doing awesome things in one place, He'll do it everywhere else. Why? Because He's not a respecter of persons. He loves you just as much as He loves me, just as much as He loves people all over this world. He loves us all the same. What an awesome God we serve. And let's go to Him in prayer. Father God, we thank You. You are awesome. You are amazing. You are miraculous. And God, I thank You that no matter what goes on in this world, no matter what's going on in each one of our lives, many times it just may not make any sense at all what's happening. But God, one thing that we can be sure of, that we have total confidence in, and that's You. And knowing that You are in control. You are Almighty God. Jesus, You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So Lord, we can trust You. And trust that You are seeing us through all of this, and You're going to see us through it. And Lord, we can trust that You're going to make good come out of it. And we've already seen so much. But God, we know You're doing so much more. So Father, I want to pray for each person listening today. I pray for encouragement. God, You tell us in Your Word to encourage one another. So I pray, God, that today that this message will encourage those who are listening. And Lord, let just be an uplifting and just, God, that encouragement of knowing that You are doing an awesome work in the middle of this just troubled times that we're in. Father, I pray for those who are just struggling with maybe it's finances, maybe it's not having a job, or maybe somebody's lost a loved one recently. Whatever the issues are, Father God, maybe it's addictions, maybe it's an abusive relationship. Maybe someone's just gone through a divorce. God, whatever's going on in each person's life, Lord, I ask that You just touch them today. Lord, that You would just do a work in their lives, Lord. Where healing needs to take place, I pray for healing. Whether that's spiritual, physical, emotional, any kind of healing, Lord. Where there needs to be deliverance from an addiction, Lord, I pray for that deliverance today. Father, if somebody is going through relationship issues, whether it's divorce or separation or there's just a big fight going on in families, Lord, whatever that is, God, I pray for Your restoration and for Your peace. God, each and every situation I lift up to You, God, You know what they are. And Father, I pray for that person listening today who just hasn't come to the knowledge of a personal relationship with You, Jesus. I pray today will be that person's day. Today will be the day that person calls out to You and just confess that, Lord, I need You. Forgive me. Save me. Help me. God, I pray for that today. Lord, I just pray that You'll be exalted you'll be glorified in this message today. I pray you'll be exalted and glorified in all of our lives. And Lord, that we will live our lives to bring you glory. Father, we praise you. We love you. We thank you. Most of all, Jesus, thank you for the salvation that you give us, that you paid that price on the cross. You died for us. And you rose again on the third day to give all who believe eternal life. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I love you, praise you, and it's in your name, Lord Jesus, I pray. Amen. Some people may ask, why are you so excited about Jesus? And the answer is, how can I not be excited about Jesus? He has done everything to give each one of us forgiveness of sin, eternal life with him, life right here while we are on this earth. He has paid the price for us. How can we not be excited about that? He has put us back into relationship with God the Father, that we get to spend all of eternity with the Father. I don't know if you saw recently, there was a photo that the Hubble telescope took. I'm just fascinated by space. Now, I'm not one of those who want to jump on a spaceship and go to space. I'm going to keep my feet right here on Earth, or I will get an airplane, of course. But going to outer space, I'm not really into that. But I'm into seeing what's out there. And the Hubble telescope has taken just so many awesome pictures over the years. And there was a recent, last weekend, I saw it, a photo that it captured of a solar system we've never seen before. And apparently, it's a new solar system being made, just now coming into formation, if you will. And it was just so beautiful. It was a big, big oval. It was feathered and a lot of blue dots in there. And the scientists say that those are new planets forming. And then in the middle was just this vast openness. It was just open. But it looked like there's a big sunlight shining through there. And it was just absolutely beautiful. And I saw that and I thought, oh my God, you are so awesome. You are indeed the great creator. You're creating this solar system that's 67 million light years away from us. And how long does it take to travel a light year, just one light year? Well, I Googled it. Don't we Google for everything? There are 6 trillion miles, approximately, in a light year. 6 trillion miles. That's not a million, not a billion, a trillion. So the distance we need to go is 6 trillion miles for a light year. It's 4 light years or 24 trillion miles. So this trip would take 1.2 billion hours. There's 24 hours in a day, 365.25 days per year. Where they get the 2.5, I don't know. But anyway, 365.25 days per year. So this time in years is 137,000 years. 137,000 years to travel one light year. And this new solar system is 67 million light years away. So I have no idea how long that would take. That's beyond my mathematical abilities. But if it takes 137,000 light years to go 137 years to go one light year, then you multiply that by 67, and I mean, good grief. The universe that God has created out there, universes that we still haven't even seen, is just beyond our capacity to imagine. And we're going to have all eternity to spend this time with God. Will we be traveling to all the, I don't know where we're going to go, except going to heaven and be with him. What I do know is he's going to keep creating, because that's what he does. He creates. For all eternity, we're going to get to see new and new and more new things that he creates. And it's just going to be awesome. And Jesus paid the price so we can be with our Father forever. So when somebody asks you, why are you excited about Jesus? Just start telling them how awesome he is and everything he's done for us. And this year, I've seen him do so many amazing things. Let's just talk about what I've seen through Love in Action, what he's doing through Love in Action this year. For those of y'all who aren't familiar with Love in Action, we are a ministry here in Dothan, Alabama. And we minister, we share the gospel, we help the homeless and those who are in need, those who are living in poverty here in Dothan. There's a lot of people living in poverty in Dothan. Before the pandemic hit, 1 in 6 people were food insecure, which means they don't know where the next meal is coming from, 1 in 6. And we have seen, and I don't know the exact number, I don't know what the number is right now, but we have seen such an increase in the need for food since the pandemic hit. And as an example, let me give you some numbers. In the first quarter of the year up through March, we were helping more than 3,000 people a month with food. Now, our food ministry consists of serving hot meals at Love in Action. We also have outreaches where we take meals out to people and out to different homeless sites and different apartments, trailer parks, and so forth. Then we also have a food pantry where we're helping people with groceries, those who have a home, but they're just struggling. They're those 1 in 6 who don't know where their next meal's coming from, and we're able to help them with groceries. And we were helping 3,000 people a month. Now, here we are in July, we are helping about 12,000 people a month. That's a tremendous increase. And that's just a sign of how much the needs are. Now, what we've seen God do through this food ministry is that during the pandemic, especially those 2 months when everything was closed down, churches were closed down, businesses closed down. You know, it was just a horrible 2 months. But what that caused us to do is, one, we did not slow down. We got busier, and we did more and more and more. Because as I prayed about it, I just heard God telling me in that still small voice to keep going and to do more, because the harvest is ripe, and it's time to start picking. We just kept moving forward. And as we did more outreaches, we found more areas that we had not been to before, where there's just a great needs. There's just great needs for food. And even if the pandemic was not happening, these areas would still be in tough shape. People would still be struggling to make ends meet, to make sure they had food on the table. And that's been a wonderful aspect of the ministry, is being able to get out and meet more people and find more pockets, more areas where the need is there. And so now we're serving over 12,000 people a month with our food ministry. We average in 16,500 pounds of food going out the door. And that's just an incredible amount of food. But what God's been doing and how He's been providing has just been so awesome. But first and foremost, the greatest thing we've seen happening this year is people crying out to Christ. We have seen 152 decisions through the month of June for Jesus. 152 decisions for Jesus, and that is awesome. That is just tremendous, and we see that happening when people come to Love in Action, but we've seen a lot of it happening, a lot of those decisions being made as we go out into these different areas. The homeless, those who are living in poverty, are just crying out to Jesus. We come across people before, and before we even ask them about Jesus, they start crying out to Him and saying, I need Jesus in my life. I remember one time we stopped at a local motel, and one of our volunteers just walked up to this guy and said, hey, we're with Love in Action. We're out here. We want to give you a meal and pray with you. What can I pray with you about? And he just started crying out to Jesus right there, saying, I need Jesus in my life. I need Him in my life. I need my family back. I need my life to get right. And praise God, he gave his life to the Lord right then and there. And we've just seen things like that happening because the Holy Spirit is moving. And people have seen that everything in this world that we put our trust in has failed. When the pandemic hit, the whole country shut down. The whole world did, really. So government failed. The economy failed. People lost their jobs. Businesses closed. We've seen people who were just struggling in every way you can think about, every way imaginable, because all these institutions had closed down and had failed. Even medicine, because nobody knows what to do with this virus, the COVID-19. So when it hit, usually when a sickness hits, there's a vaccine for it. There's a pill for it. But when the coronavirus hit, there was nothing. And even the greatest minds in medicine were struggling. And many times over and over again, we heard that At the beginning, we heard, wear mask, don't wear mask, wear mask. We're back to that now, wear mask. And we just so many different things, though. The information came out, and then the medical field, the scientists, had to come back and say, no, we were wrong on that. We see the virus doing something else. So we couldn't turn to medicine and get a vaccine for it, and we still can't. But I tell you what, those people who are out there in the medical field at the hospitals are just doing an incredible job taking care of patients the best they can. And they have seen the worst of the virus. And they have kept going and kept going and kept going. It's just been amazing to see the medical professionals responding like they have. And it's what they do, yes. But it's just been even more special to see them continuing on in the face of a virus that nobody really knew much about. We know more now, but still, there's still no vaccine for it. It's just been one thing after another. And people were seeing that, you know what, all these things that I put my faith in just is collapsing. So they're looking for, what can I put my faith in? And they realize it's Jesus. He's the solid rock. He's the one who has not changed and will not change, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So people are just crying out for Christ. And Martha and I have never seen that here locally like we've seen it the first half of this year. We've been on many mission trips to the Philippines and Haiti, China, Myanmar, India, and we've seen such a hunger for the Lord in those areas, and people who had never seen the gospel before or ever heard the gospel before responding to Jesus and just so hungry for Jesus. And I remember being in the mountains in southern Philippines, and this one lady just tugging on my shirt sleeve saying, please tell me more, please tell me more, don't leave, tell me more. And there was just such a hunger. And we would always come back and pray, God, where's the hunger here in the U.S.? Why aren't people wanting more of you? Please let a revival happen. Let people become hungry for you here in the U.S. and want you in their lives. And we have seen that happening this year. And that's made ministry even more exciting. And then all the needs for food. And that's the heartbreaking part, is when you see families who are struggling so much, they don't have any food in their house, in their apartment. And we've come across many people, and when we show up at their door and they're just in tears saying thank you, because we didn't know what we were going to eat tonight. There's nothing in the cupboards in there. And it's just awesome how God supplies and meet those needs, and the people see that it's God. If we make sure everyone understands that every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of lights, comes from our Heavenly Father, and he's providing all this food, and his provision has been amazing, just absolutely amazing. We have seen our freezers start to empty out, and as soon as they do, boom, they fill back up again. And people bringing chicken, and right before the pandemic happened, a local cattleman gave us an entire cow. We had it butchered. We just had to go pick it up and tell them how we wanted it cut up. And that was just before the pandemic happened. So what was awesome there was, as the pandemic hit, you remember that you couldn't find hamburger meat anywhere. Finding beef, period, was extremely hard to do. And then if you did find it, the prices had gone up. So how awesome was it that we had this beef and we could help people with it? They could take it home and cook it. Or we were cooking it ourselves as well for people, and to have a hot meal. What an awesome blessing that was. Then we've had so much chicken donated. It's just incredible. One Saturday we were coming back. It was night, and we were coming back from finishing up an outreach. And we got to a traffic light, and a manager at one of the local supermarkets here called me, and he said, Ken, we have A lot of chicken. It's fine. Nothing's wrong with it, but we need to go ahead and move it. Do y'all need any? I said, brother, we are actually at a light right next to your store. Yes, we need it. Well, I'll see you in a second. And pulled in there, and there was about 500 to 600 pounds of frozen chicken, from patties to whole chickens to leg quarters, chicken breast. It was awesome. And so we were able to put that right back in the freezer after we had cooked 300 pounds of chicken that day. We'd grilled it, 300 pounds of it, and we had served it. And God basically doubled that amount back into our freezer. And you know what? When we got back to Love in Action with all that chicken, there was a volunteer there who had showed up with another case of chicken. Or I think it was two cases of chicken. So that was 80 more pounds of chicken to add to what we just picked up. And we've seen that happen over and over again. And it's just been so exciting in God's provision like that. And working through his people have just left Martha and I in tears often. There was one day back at the beginning of the pandemic where I received a phone call. And this gentleman said, Ken, we've got a lot of food. It's cooked, but we just can't serve it. We don't have enough people to serve it to. Do you need it? I said, I will be there. Give me about 10 minutes and I'll be there. So I took our minivan and it filled up with the seats, all the seats down. It filled it up, double stacked, of food, hot food, ready to eat. And as I drove back to Love in Action, it just came to me about the children of Israel when God had brought them out of Egypt, and they were in the wilderness for 40 years and they never lacked food. God provided for them each and every day. And that's what it felt like. Was there was another day where we had need for a lot of food, and here God was just blessing us with more food. And so we've been able to do so much more. And with the pandemic going on, some of our older volunteers, those who are in retirement and in that age bracket where they where stats show is most vulnerable to COVID-19, we lost them because they stayed at home like they should have. And so here we are thinking, okay, God, we need some people to help us because our small staff, and it's me and Martha, Sean full-time, and Pamela's part-time. So here's 3.5 of us, and we have all this to do. And what did God do? He sent us many, many wonderful volunteers who wanted to serve and wanted to show people God's love during this tough time. And praise God for our volunteers. We got the best volunteers ever, and it's just the body of Christ working together to share God's goodness with others. And those who have known me for any amount of time, and if you listen to this broadcast for any amount of time, you know that I preach and teach and live the Great Commission, Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, where Jesus says, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, and baptize them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Teach them to obey all that I have commanded you. And I'm with you always to the end of the age." And I've been seeing people in the body of Christ, because they come from different churches, but you know what? We're the body of Christ. We're together. We're one in Jesus. I've been coming and learning about the Great Commission and starting to live the Great Commission. The week of July 4th, something happened that just blessed Martha and me more than I can say. We always close down at Love in Action the week of July 4th just to take a break and get a little R&R. And this year, we really needed it because we're putting in 10 to 12 hours a day, sometimes 14 hours. And so you get tired, but it's the best kind of tired ever. But we did need a break and needed a time to refresh. So Martha and I went up to the mountains of Northeast Georgia to stay with a friend of ours who retired up there and has a condo. And so we got to just spend some time with him and just look at the beautiful, beautiful mountains, drive around mountains of Georgia and North Carolina and just enjoy God's beauty. And it was very refreshing. But while we were gone, a volunteer, a new volunteer, she's been with us about a month, Sister Ruthie, she messaged me and said, "Do you mind if I cook and still take food out to the homeless and to places where we normally go?" I said, "Well, sure, that would be awesome." And so some of our other volunteers joined her, and they went out each day and served meals, gave snack bags to the homeless as well, had hygiene supplies and other supplies for our homeless friends. And what I saw was people living the Great Commission without Martha and I being there. And that's why it was so exciting, because I always teach that the Great Commission, first of all, it's not the great suggestion. It's a command from our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. But it's not an event like a church event or 11 action outreach. It's a lifestyle, and you have to live it. And I saw these volunteers living it, because the leaders were not there. Martha and I were not there. Sean and Pamela were not there. But they continued the ministry because they wanted to continue to show people the love of Christ and continue to meet those needs. And it was amazing. And Sister Ruthie's church, Westgate Church of Christ, just rallied around her. And so many members of the church, they purchased food for her and different items that were needed. The youth pastor went out with her with our volunteers, and their youth group packed up bags and meals. And it was just amazing seeing this from afar, because like I said, we were in the mountains, but seeing pictures and just, it just refreshed me so much, because I'm seeing people live out the Great Commission, and that's what it's all about. And so I just want to encourage you today, know that God is in control, God is in charge. And when we're living out His Great Commission, we see miracles every day. So I want to encourage you to do that. Turn to Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. Read it. Pray on it. And ask God to help you, because He will. Because if you're a born-again believer, Jesus is inside of you. And He gives you the power to do His Great Commission. And live it. Live it. Not just for an event, but live it. And if you want to come to Love in Action and live it out with us there, feel more than free to come volunteer. You can go to our website, loveinactionministries.com, and you can see information right there about times and what we do and when we do it and so forth. But again, it's a lifestyle. It's not an event. It's not an outreach. But live it and watch what God does in your life and through your life. We are already out of time. Man, time flies when you're having fun. And I was having fun today telling you about what God is doing. And so just be encouraged. He's in control. Trust Him. Call out to Him. Pray to Him. Be obedient to Him. And watch what He does in your life, no matter what's going on in this world. Thank you for joining me today. And I pray that the Lord bless you and keep you, that He cause His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, and that He lifts up His countenance upon you and give you peace.